Ron's point, you know, as far as how that's going to unfold, I think the most important thing for us right now is making sure that we start playing better football, more consistent football. And that seems like an oversimplification, but a lot of that just comes down to us having more opportunities. And that goes back to, you know, answering this question as far as the being out and the turnovers and the negative plays that keep us from getting some type of career. And that's what we're going to have to do regardless of the play calling.
Do you think as an offense you guys have to get the ball out quicker, maybe run three-step as opposed to five-step, or does the line just need to protect better and you guys don't want to change that much?
I think the more versatile that we can be, the better. And to be specific, what I mean by that is that it can't be any one thing. It goes back to what you were asking for, predictability. If we're always five-step drop, if we're always three-step drop, if we're always in a mode where we have tight ends and backs on both sides, chicken and helping tackles. You know, we're always just forcing the run even when we're getting stuffed, or we're always just trying to throw regardless. Getting too much of one thing is not good. So we have to constantly try to find ways to keep the defense off balance and not be predictable, and try to, at the same time, know who our playmakers are and put them in positions to be successful. So I think that certainly looking at this opponent, you know, in terms of the strengths that they have and being so dynamic up front, you've got to make sure you're aware of that. And I think for anybody, I think it would be shocking to say that, you know, if you want to drop back 65 times and see what's down there, you know, that would be a first shot at
saving. I guess do you expect, or are you counting on the line to protect better, or will you scheme around that?
I think it's a combination of both. We're always looking to get better. There's always improvement. That's why we're out there practicing. It never happens as fast as we like, and there's frustration, I'm sure, from all of our fans and from everyone on the outside looking in. And guess what? Our players are frustrated with themselves. We're frustrating ourselves as coaches. And I think when that comes to the forefront, you can either complain about it and point fingers and look for the blame, or circle the wagons and say, listen, you just got to keep, you know, your stone crush, just keep grinding away, keep trying to find a way to get better, and in conjunction with the individual technique, regardless of the position, then also from a schematic standpoint, trying to do the things that, as I mentioned earlier, that can play to our strengths and then try to minimize the weaknesses.
Mike, for a guy who's been steady in getting snapped to tackle in practice, how do you think Justin responds to the unscheduled move on Monday night to tackle the body down?
Well, you know, Justin has played a lot of football. He's played tackle in his NFL career, and he's a smart football player and a tough football player, and a guy that, you know, we're counting on, as we're counting on all of our offensive linemen and really the other guys at the other positions. You know, oftentimes what we plan for, what we expect, anything can happen in the course of the game. You guys have to be ready to step up, and obviously it's a difficult night. It's a tough night, but for the most part, I think there are a lot of good things.
Mike, with the frustration and obviously the criticism, do you get the sense and do you see tangible evidence that the players still believe?
You know, I do. That's a great question, because there hasn't been any type of, as I mentioned earlier, finger pointing or, at each other or at us coaches. You know, we spent a lot of time. Some of these players have been with for 3 years. Some of these guys, a lot of time, those who are new to the organization, years training through all of the OTAs and training camps, in the meetings, in the practice room, and you get a sense of what's in here, what their character is like, and there isn't a group of guys that are looking to quit, or looking to point fingers, or looking to make excuses. It's a prideful group, it's a competitive group, it's a group that is frustrated, but in a positive way, that there's more of a determination and more of a resolve to get this thing headed in the right direction, to play the type of football we know we're capable of, rather than look to make excuses or different.
You mentioned it's schematically your offense, it's not one that matches
with the
linebackers. Is that more of an adjustment
thing you're going to have to do? Well, no, I think schematically it is a part of what we do. It just, like anything else, if you pay on one, you know, if you want to buy something on one area, you have to pay in the other area. And if you make a commitment, say for example this week, hey, we're going to chip and have a tight end always to the left. Well, that number 55, Graham is one of the best pass rushers in the National Football League to the right. So it just gets back to, and I hate to sound like a broken record, but just having that balance and that versatility just to try to keep that defense off balance a little bit.